Are you ready for some balls deep action? Looking for the triple X factors of your missus' menstrual cycle?
Oh, yeah.
Well, get ready for an El Mustachio ride in your end zone. Sit back, relax, grab a bag of spicy meatballs, and slather them with some Tottenham Hotspur. From Flying Piggy Studios, it's the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. Here are your hosts, Jesse and Deliseo.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. I'm Jesse. This is Eliseo.
Hey, everybody.
We're back here talking week 7. Can't believe we made it this far in the season.
It's getting ugly out there.
It is getting pretty bad with COVID.
COVID and injuries, and it's getting bad out there.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about what happened in week 6 and what's going on in week 7 coming up. Let's get into the game scores this week. We had the Titans 42, Texans 36. I mean, the Titans are 5-0 and the Texans are 1-5. That kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, keep going.
Falcons 40, Vikings 23.
That one was kind of unexpected
to me.
Their
first win, yeah.
Yeah, and they just fired their coach and everything. So it was like, oh, it's not going to be good for them. And they came out and...
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot when people fire the coach. You know, the team just kind of gets together somehow. I don't know if it's the intermediate coach or if it's just the team members, players coming together saying, hey, we need to get this done. But good for them. Good for them. I mean, they were playing the Vikings, so it was a little bit easier. we have Broncos 18, Patriots 12. That
was a surprise.
Crazy. Yeah, the Broncos beat the Patriots. Patriots are 2-3. What do you think?
I think that it's sad that the Raiders lost to the Patriots if they're 2-3 now.
It is very sad. Anything can happen in the NFL. You lose to the Patriots, you beat Kansas City Chiefs, and then you lose to the Bills, and, you know, Kansas City beats the Bills, and who knows what's going on. Bucks 38, Packers 10.
That was also a shock. That game was supposed to be a shootout, and it was a shoot one way out.
So are the Bucks that good or were the Packers that bad?
I don't know, man. I mean, the Bucks have a good defense, you know, and the offense just needed to get on track. I really don't know what happened to the Packers. Like,
yeah, it was pretty bad out there. Chiefs 26. We talked about this. Bills 42. So the Bills won.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
No, that's not. That's wrong.
That's wrong. Who's making these sheets, man?
Yeah, that's not. That's not.
The Chiefs beat the Bills.
Incorrect information.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're 5-1. They only lost to the Raiders. But that's what I was saying. So they lose to the Raiders, but they beat the Bills, and the Bills beat the Raiders. So who's the better team?
I think the Raiders are just kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Like
they have the potential, but then they just, you know.
Yeah, Chiefs are good, man. There's some good games. And then they switch some stuff around, of course, which they already did this week as well. It's getting crazy. I can't even keep up anymore when the games are switching to.
I can tell.
All right, let's get into injury news.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Miles Sanders' knee won't play week 7.
Yeah, that opens up...
That's a big one. If you got Boston Scott, you are looking good right now.
Well, it's still the Eagles.
It is still the Eagles.
How good are you looking,
but I mean, if you
really
were playing Miles Sanders, then...
Yeah, then you need somebody. Yeah.
You're in trouble anyway. we got Zach Ertz, high ankle sprain, 3 to 4 weeks.
Man, the Eagles are just like...
Ertz and Goddard is still
in
the IR.
They're still both
out.
So
I don't even know who their third tight end is, but it's Rodgers or something like that. Anyway, he's going to be... playing, I guess. I don't know. Who do you... don't play.
And Alshon Jeffrey still is not back either.
Yeah. So. Yeah, everyone's beat up over there. Who do we got next? We got Raheem Mostert.
Back on the injured.
Yeah, he might go on the IR. He may already be on the IR at this point, but I heard that he might. High ankle sprain. All these high ankle sprains. Jerick McKinnon, is he the one?
He's the one. I mean, he didn't get used very much during the last game. So it's like a big question mark, but I would assume it would be him, you know, unless we see different this weekend, which might be the case. There's a small chance that it's not him.
You have Wilson. Based,
and there was somebody else that they used. I don't even remember the dude's name.
It's like New England fourth, at this point. Yeah.
That's like a fourth string guy that they used ahead of McKinnon. So it's like, I don't know what they're doing, but if everything's normal and like, you should expect McKinnon.
Do you think receivers are going to have a bump too now that Garoppolo's back?
If he's good to go, yeah. Because when he came out and played, he didn't look like he was ready to play. So,
And Debo's back too.
And Debo's back. And yeah, like I think the receivers are good. Debo's good. And yeah, who else do they have?
They have the Ayuk.
Ayuk? Oh, Ayuk, yeah. That's who it was. Yeah, I was making some waves. Yeah, no, the receiver should be good to go if Garoppolo's good to go.
Mark Ingram, another high ankle sprain. He is questionable. Not out yet, but...
Well, he'll at least be limited.
Yeah, I think especially with that.
I mean, I don't think anybody's been starting Mark Ingram unless they absolutely have to. So you can just keep him on your bench for now.
Yeah, I think Lamar is probably the highest... rushing attack over
there.
And
even he's not doing awesome.
Devontae Parker, groin questionable. He just keeps getting hurt.
Yeah.
We got Deontay Johnson back. Another guy who just keeps getting hurt every single week. You say, oh, he's coming back. And then, I dropped him this
week.
Yeah,
he's going to hurt himself onto the bench.
Carlos Hyde, shoulder. Might miss week 7. If you got Chris Carson, you're fine. And Jonnu Smith, mild ankle sprain. I think he's going to play, but he may be a little bit limited. Not as bad as some of the injury weeks we had in the past, but
yeah.
With COVID. By the way, there's an update today. This just came out. We're recording this on Thursday before the game, and the Las Vegas Raiders, Trent Brown went on the COVID-19 list, and then...
The entire offensive line
went on to
for the Raiders.
Yeah, they have to quarantine or whatever, which is the first time.
And not just their offensive line, but also Jonathan Abram, their safety, is also part of that. So half the Raiders team, you know, or a big chunk, a big important part, is gone probably for this weekend.
And they're playing Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so they're going to get rocked. That game should have been. Another expected shootout, I would assume, you know. And it went from potential shootout to probable massacre.
Yes. That's true. All right, let's get into some waiver wire pickups.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
All right, we got Justin Jackson, running back, the Chargers. He got 10 points, 119 total yards.
Yeah, that team's getting better and better, you know, and their quarterback is playing really well, and Eckler's still out, so Justin Jackson is going to keep it going for a few more weeks, I think.
I agree. Good pickup. Christian Kirk, wide receiver, Arizona, 20 points, 86 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
That's also good. I have to see more of him to really trust him.
Yeah, I agree. People were really high on him, you know, at the draft coming into the season, and he hasn't really done much until now.
Yeah.
So, but you know, Arizona, you got Kyler Murray, you got some weapons over there. So,
if you got room, you can keep him or pick him up, but you know, you don't have to. You shouldn't sacrifice somebody else.
We talked about Boston Scott, running back, Philadelphia, 7 points. He only got 115 yards. I don't know how he had 7 points. He must have had a fumble or something. But he didn't find the end zone.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles are going to have a hard time finding the end zone with anybody. So, man, I would say stay away from the Eagles in general.
Yeah,
for the time being,
it's not good over there. Unless you have a Carson Wentz, I think he's been doing okay. But even then, if you're in a 14 team league or something, maybe we're in an 8 team league. I know we say this every week, but just so for the new listeners, there, we this is point valued based on standard format in an 8 team league is what we play in. We have Dallas Goedert, tight end, but you're not going to pick him up because he's on the IR. He may be a good pickup for the future because...
If you have room.
Because Ertz is probably going to be have room, 3 or 4
I mean,
weeks,
pick him up now if he's available.
Tim Patrick, wide receiver, Denver, had 101 yards.
same thing, no touchdown. So we'll see. Yeah. He should be good. He's emerging as a number one target there.
And that was 101 yards versus the Bucs. So that's not bad.
Yeah, so he's definitely someone to keep an eye out for.
Let's talk about the top fantasy players of the week.
Awesome!
These guys were definitely awesome. Quarterback Deshaun Watson, 38 points. He had 335 yards and 4 touchdowns, plus 26 rushing yards.
He's in another, he's in a better situation, I think. Well, because of who he is. Another situation like Atlanta where they score a lot, they just can't win. That's how Matt Ryan was, except Matt Ryan finally started dipping. But Deshaun Watson can run.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan can't run, so that's the added bonus to
but
that.
But this was all through the air. This was 335 and 4
touchdowns. Yeah. What I'm saying is it's similar to like the how...
Yeah, he can do it either way.
Yeah, he can do it either way.
Wide receiver Justin Jefferson, 31 points. Talking about that team right there. 9 for 11, 166 yards and 2 touchdowns, plus 1 2-point conversion.
Yeah, he's definitely the number two guy there. Behind Thielen, but they might be equal now. There might be, you know, depending on the week, one of them might be the number one, and then the next week, the other one might be the number one.
Yeah, he took that spot from that Stephon Diggs used to have, I guess. But he had a killer game, the number one wide receiver. Number one running back was Derrick Henry with 42 points, 22 rushes for 212 yards. That's ridiculous. And 2 touchdowns, plus 2 for 5 through the air with 52 yards.
So it's been a while. Obviously, it's Thursday, and all these games happened on Sunday. Was this the weekend of that stiff arm? It seems like so long ago.
Yeah, I don't. It may have been this weekend or it was last weekend. But
I don't know. But either
way,
we got to mention that stiff arm. If you haven't seen it,
stiff arm.
Go see it because it's incredible. And I know he does this often, but this one felt like he really wanted it, man. That was vicious. It was awesome.
He just looks like a beast.
Well, he is a beast. He's huge. Oh man, it's got to be so hard to tackle that guy.
You're like the body type. Him and DK Metcalf remind me of that big body type. And I know one's a receiver, and one's running back, but they're both just. You don't want to, you know, get in their way. Tight end Anthony Firkser. Who's that, you ask? He's from Tennessee. 18 points, 8 for 9 for 113 yards and 1 touchdown. We talked about Jonnu Smith, who had an ankle issue. But he came in, and that Tennessee offense, man.
And they're doing good. So even with Jonnu there, like, this guy might be worth, you know, an ad. If you're desperate, like, he might be somebody to look for.
Yeah, especially if Jonnu misses any time. Kicker Brandon McManus from Denver, 24 points against New England. That's how they got. I'm pretty sure there was not a touchdown scored.
Yeah, it was all field goals that whole game. Yeah.
So he won them that game. And then Pittsburgh defense, 21 points against Cleveland. Pittsburgh has
good there's defense. Cleveland. They've been doing all right, but yeah, you put them up against a good defense and it just gets too hard for them. They're not at that level. Like, they can handle the
easy
you
teams.
Know, easier yeah. tier teams, but you put them up against a powerhouse and that's what happens.
All right, time for one of my favorite segments. This is Faceplant of the Week.
You blew it!
These guys did not do well this week. I got 4 names for you.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, -1 point. Oh, man. Killing me, Smalls. Tyreek Hill, 2 points. Zeke, 3 points. And Mark Andrews, 2 points. Who is the faceplant of the week?
Oh, man. Well, those are all pretty awful. And I'd like to add an honorable mention to Alexander Mattison, who who was a person who there was a lot expected of this weekend.
How many points did he have? 2? 3?
3 or 4, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I looked at him, and we were going to put him on here, but I figured he was a pickup. You know, he wasn't the original starter. And these guys you draft. But yes, definitely.
But based on his performance last year.
And so many people were out to get him. Yeah.
Yeah. And and those other leagues where you have a fab and you got to, you have so much money to spend or whatever. I know people were spending like half of their amount on it, and like that just ruined their season.
Yeah, they are not happy right now.
Especially because Dalvin Cook might be back this week.
Yeah, so, he was a 1 or 2 week guy. Yeah, yeah, that was it.
It was the one chance, and he blew it. But okay, from your list, I'm going to go with...
You blew it!
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to go with the obvious Aaron Rodgers, -1 point.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I mean, when you have a quarterback who doesn't even get zero, he gives you negative points, and Aaron Rodgers.
And the way he's been playing.
Yeah, he's been lighting it up. He's been killing it, but...
Not this week.
Oh, man. I mean, I could see if it was a, you know... Not as nice of a quarterback, but you got Aaron Rodgers giving you -1 point. He is definitely our faceplant of the week. You blew it, A-Rod. You'll get it back, though. Don't drop him if you got him. He's still good. All right, week 7 games. We got the Browns, 4-2 versus the Bengals, 1-4. I mean, this one's pretty obvious, I think. The Bengals, right?
You know what? I am going to take the Bengals.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, I think that's the upset of the week.
You heard it here first. The Fantasy Football Fools podcast. The Eagles will beat the Browns. I disagree. I think the Browns are gonna take this one.
Why did you say the Eagles? What are you talking about, man?
Because we're the Fantasy Football Fools. Jeez. I don't know why the Eagles are in my head.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes, the Bengals.
Will beat
the
Browns.
They're just as bad as the Eagles.
I think they're better than the Eagles.
I mean, with the record. Yeah. They do. I mean, Joe Burrow, you know, he's good. He's good. He just doesn't have an offensive line to do anything. Yeah. We got Packers 4-1 versus Texans 1-5.
Packers,
yeah. Texans, like you said, they can score a lot of points, but I mean, come on, it's the Packers here. Steelers, this is a good one. Steelers 5-0 versus Titans 5-0.
Oh man, this is a tough one. Yeah. I think I'm gonna go with the Steelers.
You know what? I was looking at this one, and I was really about to pick, and I did it my picks, you know, for this week, and I was gonna pick the Steelers. But something just tells me the Titans are going to pull it out in the end. I think on paper, the Steelers should win it. But I think that I'm going to go with the Titans on this one. Bucks 4-2. Raiders 3-2.
Well, I did have the Raiders winning. But with the whole COVID, their entire team is down thing, I'm going to have to go with the Bucks.
Yeah, their entire offensive line is second string. I mean, Derek Carr is going to get pounded into the ground.
Yeah, they should probably pull him before, or else he's going to break another leg.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Bucks definitely are going to win. Hopefully, you know, they come back and there was a false positive or something with the test. I don't think it's going to happen at this point.
Yeah,
but.
You know what could say, I mean, it's going to be really tough. If the Raiders' defense plays well and they get after Brady the way they got after Mahomes, Brady can't run like Mahomes. So he's going to either be checking it down a lot or a lot of incomplete passes just to get it out, you know, like just throwing it away kind of thing. So hopefully the Raiders D steps it up. But, man, I still don't see it happening with that.
But one of those big pieces was Jonathan Abram, and he's out on the COVID-19 list too. He has to quarantine as well. Yeah. So that puts – I mean, he's good. He tends to get hurt every single game, but he's good. All right, who else do we got here? We got the Bears 5-1 versus the Rams 4-2.
Oh man, I really want to say Bears, but I can't. Like I really wish, because I'm like, oh, the Bears, they've been playing well, obviously.
And they're 5-1.
Yeah. But that Rams defense is gonna get after Big Dick Nick. And yeah, Rams.
I'm gonna go with Bears, but I see your point. It's gonna be a good game, I think. I hope. You know, we all want good games. All right, let's talk about the Balls Deep Fantasy Football League matchups for last week. We are in a fantasy football league, 8-man standard format. We pick our matchups, who's gonna win, and we're gonna go over last week right now. So Flying Piggies, myself, played Tottenham Hotspurs, Holly's team, and she beat me 128-68.
That's not embarrassing at all.
It was a rough, rough week for me. And you know, I think a third of that was my defense. They got me 21 points or 22 points.
That's even worse.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad. I picked myself. You and Stubbs picked Tottenham Hotspurs, and you were both correct. X Factor played Missy's Menstrual Cycle. So the X Factor and Missy's team, they're actually married. They're in our league and they're married, so it's got to be fun for them going against each other. You picked X Factor. I picked X Factor. Esteban picked Missy, and Esteban was correct. 83-78, Missy won. Low scoring.
All week, man. I mean, everybody, this whole week, this was like...
Yeah, it was a weird week. Next we got...
Coming out, yeah!
Versus Spicy Pitos. We all picked Spicy Pitos last week, and they did take it 154-129.
The only two teams that actually scored a decent amount of points.
Yeah, I think 120 is kind of key. You got to get above that in this league. But not this week. And then we had El Mustachio Stubbs against you. I picked Stubbs to win. You picked yourself, and Stubbs also picked you. And you won 88-73.
Yeah, it was an embarrassing outing, but Esteban had an even more embarrassing outing. So I was able to, you know, get that win.
I mean, if you're going to win, you might as well win like that, right?
Yeah. I had a crappy week, and I still won. Like, all right, I'll take it.
At least you didn't have 60. So I have the highest score of the season in our league, and now the lowest score of the season as well.
Yeah,
so
the score to beat was 81, and three teams missed it.
Yeah.
This week, three teams missed it. Yeah.
So for the week, I am 1-4 on picks. You are 3-4. Stubbs, 4-4 last week.
Wow.
Can't wait to have him back on. He's some kind of magic or something. Total for the season, I'm 14-24. You're 13-24, so you're catching up to me. Let's pick the matchups this week. All right, we got myself playing you. We're playing each other this week. I can only guess what we're going to pick here.
You should probably go with me. You don't want to make the mistake like last week.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with myself. I can't bet against myself, and I think I have a good team. They did not show up last week, but they'll be back, and they want to win. So I'm going to go with myself. And you're going to go with me too, right?
And I go with myself because I'm going to win.
All right. We figured that was going to happen. X Factor versus Tottenham Hotspurs. What do you think about this matchup?
I'm going to go with Tottenham Hotspurs.
I agree. Holly's got a pretty good team, so I think she's going to... Well, Chris, I'm going to go with Tottenham Hotspur as well. Next up, we got...
Coming out, yeah!
Versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle.
I got Missy's Menstrual Cycle for this one.
I'm going to agree with you. Missy's Menstrual Cycle as well. This is... we're getting the same picks here. Let's try to make this one different. I don't think this one's going to be different. El Mustachio's versus Spicy Pitos. I'm going with Spicy Pitos. He's got a much better team.
El Mustachio's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Nice. Yeah. There you go. We got one. So, yeah, that's that. All right. We'll see how those turn out next week. Now, for Balls to the Wall.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time where we pick our Balls to the Wall players. But let's talk about last week's picks. Let's go with Stubbs first.
Which was an awesome, awesome pick.
Yeah. So Esteban came on and he decided he was going to take Rodrigo Blankenship as his Balls to the Wall player. He is a kicker. He said he was going to get 3 field goals, 1 over 40 yards, and 2 extra points. He got 1 field goal over 40 yards and 4 extra points. So he was almost right. They just scored twice when they should have kicked a field goal twice. Yeah. So thank you, Stubbs, for that fun little me looking at kickers and how they're doing this week. I picked Myles Gaskin. This was a very bold prediction here. 100 yards and 2 TDs. He actually got 126 yards, but he did not find the end zone at all. So I fell pretty short there. You picked Kirk Cousins, which I think was a pretty safe pick, playing Atlanta there. 250 yards and 3 TDs. He had 343 yards and 3 TDs. So good job. Your Balls to the Wall came through. Let's talk about week 6, Balls to the Wall. Who do you got?
Let's see. This week, I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs. 115 yards and two TDs. That's my nice. Balls to the wall for...
Nice. Who are they playing?
Don't
remember. That's all right. Yeah, I don't remember either.
You know what? I think it's the Jets.
There you go. That's why. That's a good pick.
Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, yeah.
I have two. So I'm going to do... Well, you did a receiver. So, you know, I'll do a quarterback. They're both on the same team anyway. So I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. He's been doing okay, but not great, right? So I think he's going to go 300 yards and three TDs this week.
Who are they playing?
I believe they're playing Atlanta.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a good.
So those are some.
You know what, though? I mean, you could miss it if they run it.
Alexander Mattinson.
What are you talking about? No. The Lions? That's not Madison. No. He's from the Vikings.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I just want
Swift,
to sing
man.
On the podcast.
It's Swift.
Swift, yeah. And Swift is getting more carries, too. But actually, Adrian Peterson got more carries than Swift last week. Swift did better, I think, though.
Well, either way, they're going to run in one or two scores. So there goes your Stafford.
Well, but it is Atlanta. They're going to have to score like four or five times to beat them, right?
Yeah.
So, hey. You heard it here. Get those guys. They're the balls to the wall players of the week. All right. Anything in closing? What do you think about this COVID thing? So they just, for Monday night's game, they push, or was it Sunday night?
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday they pushed the Raiders Tampa Bay game up, and they added, or they moved back the Seattle game.
No, I think they moved it back, and then they have a later game. Like, there's a later game.
Yeah, so the Raiders got moved up in time slot, and then they have a later game now. I don't know. There's so many changes all the time. So just make sure you guys have a good bench over there to adjust if needed. You almost had a scare there this past week, right?
Yeah. I had, what was it? It was the Vikings in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta had a bunch of people test positive for COVID. So we didn't know what was going to happen with that. And I have both Calvin Ridley and Adam Thielen.
And you have
and
Hurst.
Yeah. And Hayden Hurst. So I was like, oh, man, if that game doesn't happen, I'm in trouble.
And make sure you guys have a deep bench or you have a backup plan moving forward here. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. And remember, don't be fools like us.
That'll do, pig.